your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Clear skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 86. Winds out of the east 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 62 tonight, 89 tomorrow. Ample sunshine expected. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 79.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Tyson Foods, one of the four big meat processors that's been the target of critics in the White House and on Capitol Hill, says its beef business is softening as cost-conscious consumers turn to other meats. Tyson executives also said in their quarterly earnings call that their operating margin on beef is coming down. Tyson's chief financial officer, Stuart Glendinning, said the company paid $480 million for cattle in the latest quarter, but that there's still plenty of cattle on the market because of drought conditions that are forcing producers to reduce their herds. Tyson operating margin just over 10% in the latest quarter, about half of what was the same of a year ago, but that's still strong. Going forward, he says, expect to see beef margins return closer to an expected long-term 5 to 7% average, he said. Tyson's stock fell more than 8% on that weaker-than-expected earnings overall. Ships laden with farm goods flowing out of the Odessa terminals, just as hoped for under the deal struck more than a week ago by Ukraine, Russia, Turkey, and the UN. Four vessels carrying corn and other ag commodities arrived last night in Istanbul for inspection by Joint Coordinating Center before departing again, according to the Turkish Defense Ministry. One vessel that left the port of Pevdeni in Odessa is heading to Italy, according to Ukrainian consulting firm APK Inform. Another one headed for the Netherlands. Ukrainian infrastructure minister said currently the goal is to increase transshipments in ports, and within 2 weeks plan to reach a transshipment volume of 3 to 5 vessels per day. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are looking to hire new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL. Stop by either office in Marysville at 1194 Pony Express Highway or in Seneca at 1201 Baltimore to pick up an application. Again, Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are hiring new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, a generous donation of 4.64 acres of city-owned land distributed by the City of Lawrence to tenants to Homeowners Incorporated is helping efforts to create more affordable housing. According to a news release from the City of Lawrence, the donated land is located at the corner of K-10 Highway and Bob Billings Parkway, directly adjacent to an area of land that tenants to homeowners already own. Tenants to Homeowners plans to build 78 affordable housing units on the donated land in addition to 44 units on land it already owns. A total of 122 units and 236 total bedrooms will be available, with 110 for rent and 12 for ownership. The Burlington Fire Department celebrated the retirement of one of its own on Sunday. Carolyn Strom served 33 years with the department and worked with three fire chiefs during her career, which include her son Jim Strom and two grandsons, Trey and Caleb Strom. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Hey, Dad, are you up yet?
Yeah, get up. You said we could go to the lake today.
Give me a few minutes, guys, and I'll get us packed up.
Are we taking the Telluride this time, since it has three rows and the entertainment system?
No, let's take the EV6. Didn't you say we could use it to power all of our camping gear?
Wow, I can't tell if you guys are more excited about camping at the lake or the trip out there in our new Kia.
Oops, Daddy.
Road trip!
Hey guys, Joe Conan here, General Manager with Midwest Kia. If your family wants to put the fun back into your summer road trips, check out Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Not only do we have the perfect size vehicles for every lifestyle, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. And what do we tell our friends at the lake?
We wanna see ya!
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
The Geary County Sheriff's Office said just after 6 a.m. this morning, Emergency crews were called to Highway 77 and Skitty West Road in Geary County with reports of a two-vehicle accident. The sheriff's office said Zane Rains of Manhattan had been southbound in a 2004 Chevrolet Cavalier when he hit a 2022 Ram 1500 Classic driven by Gail Hoke, also of Manhattan, who was attempting to make a U-turn. The sheriff's office said Rains was rushed to Geary Community Hospital to treat his injuries. Authorities continue an investigation after a worker died Thursday at Fab Pro Polymers, 100 South Fab Pro Way in Kingman. That's according to Paul Flake, head of communications with MBCC Group. The plant makes concrete fiber and specialty products, according to the website. The company has not released the name of the employee who died or additional details of the incident. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Think big this school year. As your child gets ready for a new school year, think beyond shopping for a bigger backpack or a bigger pair of shoes. You may also need to upgrade to bigger speeds for your home's internet connection. Blue Valley Technologies offers A-plus internet plans. Existing customers, bump your speed and get a $50 bill credit. New customers, you get 2 months free and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net for more information today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A judge has set bail at $5 million for a man suspected of killing four people in the small northeast Nebraska town of Laurel last week. Court records show 42-year-old Jason Jones would have to put up 10% or $500,000 to be released from jail while he awaits trial on four counts of first-degree murder, two counts of arson, and four weapons counts. Police say Jones killed his neighbor, 53-year-old Michelle Ebling, early Thursday morning, then went to a nearby home and killed 86-year-old Gene Twyford, his wife, 85-year-old Janet Twyford, and their 55-year-old daughter, Dana Twyford. Police say Jones set fire to both houses, severely burning himself in the process. Nebraska Community Blood Bank announced a blood emergency on Monday as warm weather and summer travel continued to impact an already alarmingly low blood supply. The current supply is at a 1 to 2 day level, which is well below the ideal level of 5 to 7 days. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Registration closes Tuesday for USD 498 patrons to vote on the school bond issue for a special election planned Tuesday, August 30th. Mail-in ballots requested will go out beginning Wednesday and will be the only option other than voting in person August 30th. There will be no early in-person voting for this special election. Polling location August 30th will be at the Valley Heights Junior Senior High School, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Another public meeting to outline the project is planned Sunday, August 14th at 3 p.m. in the Junior Senior High Commons area. Marshall County Health Nurse asked county commissioners last week what they were thinking in regards to rebuilding the health department. They are anxious to get started and get their space back. The county counselor said at this point they should start by getting an idea of a floor plan and perhaps have consultation with a construction company, with no need to go out for bids at this time until they decide if they're going to rebuild at the same location or consider other options. County Councilor also advised, since there are no valid bids on the 30 by 25 foot steel building, declared surplus at 11th Terrace, the board has discrepancy to dispose of it any way they choose. The board has decided to sell the building through sealed bids through August 15th, 10 a.m., and they will then determine the best option and select a buyer. Bridge inspections and the High Banks Wind Farm were among discussion items for Washington County Commissioners at last week's meeting. Five bridges were listed as critical, and funding options, including grants, were discussed with the engineers present. They further suggested items for consideration with the wind farm and would help with decommissioning estimates. NextEra may be asked to help with road improvements for access roads used for construction and operation. The county attorney is awaiting drafts in cooperation with Republic County as that project planning continues. County clerk shared challenges in finding poll workers for election sites. Washington County recently approved raising worker hourly pay to $15. Solid Waste Director advised that grants have been approved for purchase of two new replacement recycling trailers, and Washington County earlier this year voted to fund purchase of another two. A tax sale is being planned, perhaps into October or November, with over 20 properties currently behind on taxes that qualify for sale. Washington County Treasurer did note that partial payments toward property taxes, including back taxes, are being accepted. Washington City Council recently continued discussions regarding addition of the Andover ambulance to the city license. Ongoing operations and county funding have been considered previously, and negotiations continue. Calls would be dispatched mutually, with Washington covering Hanover runs in the case that Hanover Hospital operations were understaffed and not available. Resurfacing work on K-63 is planned, with bids approved recently. This will include highway work from the Nemaha County line south to the K-16 junction in Pottawatomie County.
Janice F. Swartz, age 86, formerly of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday at her home in Lawrence. Cremation is planned with celebration of life to be held at a later date. Interment in the Fairmont Cemetery at Blue Rapids, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Janice Swartz.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny today with our highs in the lower to upper 80s throughout Iowa, the upper 80s and upper 90s throughout Nebraska, the lower 90s throughout Kansas, and the mid to upper 80s throughout Missouri. Staying clear overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 60s throughout Kansas, and the lower 60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. More sunshine throughout Wednesday as well, with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 90s throughout Nebraska, the mid-90s throughout Kansas, and the upper 80s throughout Missouri. Mostly clear skies throughout Wednesday night, with our lows in the lower to mid-60s throughout Iowa, the mid-60s throughout Nebraska, the mid to upper 60s throughout Kansas, and the lower to upper 60s throughout Missouri. Conditions will continue to stay dry and sunny throughout Thursday and Friday, and stay slightly warmer throughout the weekend. I'm forecaster Carol Foster.
Average high temperature early August, 90. Record high on this date, 113. The average low, 68, and the record low, 53. Sunset this evening, 8:31. Sunrise in the morning at 6:35.
Think you have an award-worthy recipe for the county fair? We will share some Blue Ribbon presentation tips today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. health. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, August 9th, the 221st day of the year. Actor and writer Dan Levy has a birthday, and Richard Nixon resigned the presidency on this day in 1974. We've been thumbing through our Old Farmer's Almanac Blue Ribbon recipe book for tips on swaying the judges at the county fair. Here's some advice for getting an edge on the competition. The most important criteria after taste is presentation. For example, with similar tasting apple jellies, the one that appears clear has the edge over the one that appears cloudy. Pies with more decorative crust seem more appealing than single crust pies. When submitting printed recipes, type or print neatly with no abbreviations and use ordinary, easy-to-find ingredients. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Check out our collection of great recipes at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else, shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Kansas State football team held its first preseason camp ahead of a new season, and head coach Chris Klieman is encouraged with what his team has to offer. The Wildcats went 8-5 last season and 4-5 in the Big 12. Kleiman's squad is led by running back Deuce Vaughn, Nebraska transfer quarterback Adrian Martinez, wide receiver Malik Knowles, defensive end Felix Anaduke-Azuma, among others. K-State received votes in the AFCA coaches preseason poll that was released on Monday afternoon, but they did not crack the top 25. Athletes and coaches in the MIAA will have something new to begin the year. Leaders with the conference say with approval from the NCAA, it will implement instant replay for this upcoming football season. With this move, the MIAA will be the first conference outside of NCAA Division I to install instant replay during football games. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Rusty at Ford is taking orders. Order Banks will be opening soon for the 2023 model year. At Rusty at Ford, we can help you reserve today to get your order in early and be one of the first in line to get your next new Ford. Rusty at Ford is taking orders. Don't be left waiting for a new Ford F-150, Maverick, or Sport. Don't wait for any new Ford car, truck, or SUV. Get to Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com and follow the easy 5-minute process to reserve your new vehicle. And you can order your vehicle the way you want it with Rusty at Ford's Dealer Direct Custom Ordering. Rusty at Ford is taking orders. Visit Rusty at Ford today or start online at RustyAtFord.com. You'll go to our custom ordering page. Plus, Rusty at Ford has over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles available right now with as little as $0 down. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com. All offers are approved credit. Tax and keys.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Isaiah Pacheco were chosen by the Kansas City Chiefs on opposite ends of the draft spectrum. One of them a first-round pick with the accompanying expectations, and the other a seventh-round long shot. Midway through training camp, they might as well have been picked one after another. That's because Edwards-Helaire and Pacheco have been swapping first-team reps on a near-daily basis. Their competition is barreling towards Saturday when the Chiefs play their preseason opener in Chicago. The Emporia State basketball team has added another coach to its staff on Monday. Marcus McCray will be transitioning to Coach Doty's coaching staff after arriving in Emporia in 2018 and spending the past 4 years as an Emporia State student-athlete. McCray is a Wichita native and attended high school at Wichita Heights. He attended Dodge City Community College before transferring to Emporia State in 2018. Emporia State finished the 2021 season with a record of 20-8. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Haymakers like you told us what they want from a self-propelled wind rower, and New Holland listened. Visit CanEquip in Marysville and see the result. The high productivity, high precision, high performance Speed Rower Plus, featuring the industry's fastest speeds, drive-by-wire controls, PLM solutions, and our most comfortable ride ever. It'll help you mow more hay in a day faster and with greater precision. Stop by CanEquip in Marysville and put big new pluses to work in your hay operation.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263 or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Provide some late-season nectar for the bees and butterflies while adding color and texture to your garden with fall-blooming sedums. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The wide assortment of drought-tolerant sedums makes them an easy choice for most gardeners. Autumn Joy Sedum, a longtime favorite, has large flowers that change from green to pink, then a rusty red. Autumn Fire is an improved form of Autumn Joy with larger flowers and a longer bloom time. Matrona Sedum's blue-green leaves on deep maroon stems are topped with flat clusters of pink blooms. Watch for the butterflies gathering for a snack. Maestro is a sportive Matrona and tends to maintain its upright habit better even in the shade. Mr. Goodbud is another upright sedum. Its purple stems and smoky green foliage create the perfect backdrop for the purple-pink flowers. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
You've probably never heard of a man named Michael Dowling, who spent most of his life in southwest Minnesota in the late 1800s and early 1900s. However, his story is one that should inspire all of us. His life's journey is one that is truly amazing, and it's next on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Michael Dowling came to the area around Olivia, Minnesota, when he was just 11. He was living independently in the area in 1880 when tragedy struck.
At the age of 14, he was cattle ranching in Canby and was taken something like 900 head of cattle from Canby to Sleepy Eye, Minnesota. On his way back, he ended up getting caught in a blizzard, would end up having all of his limbs removed, with the exception of one of his hands, which had all the fingers taken off of it.
Scott Tedrick says the local government paid for a family to care for him and even made arrangements for him to receive care for all of his life. But Dowling told them that was not the life he wanted.
He says, "I don't want that." He said, "Buy me a set of legs, pay for 2 years of college for me, and you'll never spend another penny on me again."
They agreed to the deal, and Dowling attended Carleton College and became an educator and school administrator. He eventually settled in the town of Olivia, Minnesota.
Was a mayor of Olivia, had a car dealership, was in real estate, was the president of the bank there.
And from there, he became successful in state politics.
Dowling went on to become a speaker of the Minnesota House. He headed up President McKinley's fundraising.
Dowling was later sent to the Philippines to help set up their educational system while McKinley was president of the United States. Although Dowling was missing both legs from below the knee, one arm, and the fingers on his remaining hand, he never considered himself handicapped. In fact, you can find a silent film of him on the internet that was made by the American Medical Association at the time to show the remarkable life the young cowherder had lived after nearly dying in that blizzard in his teens. Traveling the countryside in Olivia, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
Why did the chicken cross the road? I know the answer. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Learn how to keep your chickens away from the road and why they're attracted to it in the first place as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Drive a rural road every day to work. I pass by a small farm with free-ranging chickens, and quite often at least one of the birds is right on the edge of the road. I would feel really bad if I hit one or cause an accident by swerving to avoid it. Why do chickens cross the road? David Frame is an extension poultry specialist at Utah State University. He says it's actually the gravel on and along the roadside that the chickens are drawn to. They like to pick at pebbles in the gravel that help with digestion and also dust themselves in it.
Make sure you have a place for them to dust and pick around in gravel. Make sure you provide them with the calcite and everything in a designated place away from the road so they'll have less of a tendency to want to go out there.
How far your chickens wander also depends on the breed and how docile they are. Some are more likely to stick around the coop than others, but Frame says, hands down, fencing is the best way to keep chickens away from the road.
And this could be just as easy as chain link. That will usually keep most chickens in. 4 foot is the minimum I would recommend on busy roadways or where your chickens are close to roadways. That's at least go up to 6 foot chain link fence in there.
Frame says electric fencing can be used as a temporary option, and it also works well in deterring raccoons and other predators. Around the chicken coop, he recommends penning them in with half-inch galvanized hardware cloth. Locate the coop as far away from the road as you can and condition the birds to stay close to it. If they know this is where the shelter, food, and water is, they may not be as tempted to wander. Find more tips to keep your chickens from crossing the road at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
soft as the voice of an angel, breathing a lesson unheard, hope with a gentle persuasion, whispers her comforting word. Wait till the darkness is over. Wait till the tempest is done.
Agricultural byproduct becomes a green substitute for a petrochemical product. The story today on Farm to Fork.
Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way.
Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
By some estimates, it takes 500 years for a polystyrene packing peanut to decompose. Now, imagine a similar product that biodegrades in a matter of days or weeks with no environmental harm at all. The folks at New Start Solutions did imagine that. Co-founder Dean Bartle says the Minnesota company takes several million pounds of starch yearly, much of which would otherwise go to waste, that comes from farm crops in Minnesota, Iowa, and Wisconsin.
Our products are all natural. They are grown from the farmer. We use that byproduct, make the resin. Consumer uses that product, and when that consumer's done using the product, it winds up in the landfill, it goes right back into the ground again.
Bartle says global customers buy equipment and the resin and extrude it into packing products. One key to the system's success, he says, it's cost-effective as well.
A lot of people would love to be environmentally friendly and use products that are green-based, but if it's not price competitive, they can't justify it. We have been able to be competitive with the plastic-based products.
Learn more at newstarch.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Don't miss the 53rd annual Beatty Milo Festival Saturday, August 20th. Fun starts Friday at 6 with a kiddie carnival, with bounce houses, cornhole tournament, and afterglow run. On Saturday, the truck show, softball, sand volleyball, Milo and corn exhibits open at 9. Tractor pull begins at 10:30. And the fun continues throughout the day with a Kids Fest dance party Saturday night at dark. Food trucks, ballpark concessions, beer garden, and more. Join the fun with the annual Beatty Milo Festival Saturday, August 20th. Full schedule and contact information on Facebook.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the U.S. Grain Council has recently held its Board of Delegates meeting, and Ryan LeGrand, the president and CEO of the USGC, says that he and their staff have spent a lot of time traveling abroad to promote U.S. grains and talks about what the council is doing to help increase grain consumption in Mexico, one of the biggest trade partners with the U.S.
So Mexico's livestock industry continues to grow. They're setting records for meat and pork exports every year. They need to feed that beef and that pork, and that comes primarily from us. They have enjoyed timely shipments and affordable shipments of our grains. We're neighbors. They can run just-in-time inventory down there. And like I said, they continue to grow. They're going to set a record for their distillers' grains imports. They're going to import over 2.1 million tons of distillers' grains this year. It'll be the highest number that they've ever imported.
He goes on to say the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement brought the North American Free Trade Agreement into the modern era.
NAFTA was a 1994 agreement. USMCA is a 2019 agreement. It's brought it up to speed with the times. There's new chapters in there on digital trade that really wasn't around in 1994, on biotechnology. There's a quick dispute resolution system within it. It wasn't ever going to bring a doubling of the corn exports or a doubling of the DDGS exports. That was never in the cards with USMCA. What we have now is an updated agreement that works for everyone.
USGC also is getting out of the rest of the world and promoting more opportunities for U.S. grain exports. As he says, the demand is there.
We've been getting back out on the road. I've been hitting the road a great deal recently with our officers, with our chairman. We've made some trips to North Africa, to Spain, to Dubai, to Japan, and the list goes on. So we've been very, very active as the world has started to open back up. It's been fantastic to get in front of those customers again, to meet with those government officials again face-to-face.
That again was Ryan LeGrand of the U.S. Grain Council. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Con artists have many tricks for stealing your money, like sweepstakes scams and identity theft scams. The AARP Fraud Watch Network helps you spot and avoid those scams. And our scam tracking map shows you the latest scams in your area so you can protect yourself and your family. Visit online at aarp.org/fraudwatchmap to see what's being reported near you. And if you spot suspicious activity, let us know about it so we can warn others. Visit online aarp.org/fraudwatchmap. Paid for by AARP.
Those pesky flies are back again, and your cows are swishing and swatting at them when they should be grazing. Valley Vet Supply has some weapons to fight those annoying pests. Choose from sprays, pour-ons, dust, or the vet gun that allows you to treat your cows from up to 30 feet away. Don't take on those flies on your own. Get the products you need at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville and keep your cows fly-free and happy.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. U.S. beef exports remaining on a red-hot pace in June, topping $1 billion for the fifth time this year, after twice reaching $1 billion in 2021. That, according to data released from USDA, compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Exports of pork in the U.S. remained below last year's large totals in June. The June beef exports, 130,638 metric tons, down slightly from the record volume in May, but up 16%. Year over year, and the fourth largest on record. The export value, $1.05 billion in June, down a little bit from the May record, but 31% above a year ago. So for the first half of the year, beef exports increased 6% and value up 33%. Pork exports at 219,131 metric tons, down 8% from a year ago. The value down 7%, $649.9 million. First half year exports, 18% below a year ago, 1.29 million metric tons. The value down 16%. Oil prices declined to the lowest point in almost 6 months, caused by weakened gas demand and recessionary fears weighing down the market. West Texas Intermediate fell to $87.78 a barrel, a level seen last time in the weeks before Russia invaded Ukraine. The price drop this week was jump-started by government data showing Americans are driving less than they did in the summer even of 2020. Fears of a slowing economy intensified, along with a potential impact on crude demand. One senior market analyst said prices falling under $90 a barrel, quite remarkable given how tight the market is and how little relief is in store. Crude oil has now given up all the gains triggered by the Russia invasion of Ukraine, and since it peaked at more than $130 a barrel, the benchmark has dropped due to signs that Moscow is still getting its oil cargoes into the global market. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
It's hard to produce good quality oats when it's too hot. Imagine them growing in an entirely different season on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been in my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry, I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Oats are an increasing
increasingly popular ingredient in consumer products and animal feed. They're planted in the spring and will grow through the summer. But if temperatures are too hot during the critical grain fill period, oats don't reach their peak of quality and yield. Minnesota plant-based technology company Calixt is trying to reduce the impact of climate volatility. Travis Fry is the company's chief technical officer. He says in the northern climates, you run into challenges with getting oats to mature fast enough. Researchers are working on tweaking the plant so it doesn't have to grow so late into the summer.
So that you don't get into a situation where they have to use chemical desiccants to dry the oats faster. That becomes a challenge for some of the oat uses where you're using a herbicide, for example, to help dry that material down. So it was trying to answer both those questions. How do we remove the chemical dependency to make it mature faster? And then how do you have it mature early enough in the season that it doesn't affect the yield and the grain quality?
He says their holy grail is to develop an oat plant that can be planted in the fall after the summer crop is harvested. It would survive the winter in northern climates and be harvested in early spring before it's time to plant a spring crop.
There's been a lot of work from the breeding perspective to try to get varieties to be more winter hardy. And, you know, being able to apply some of the technologies we have, like gene editing, to help advance the genetics of oats so that you can actually grow those in that winter climate and actually have it as a cover crop. It would give the growers an alternative way to use their land.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about raising oats at agriculture.com.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Ag markets run the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, moving through a Tuesday today. Markets wrapping up a little bit later on this afternoon. We're still seeing mostly higher numbers in the grain market. Livestock mostly lower on the day. Overall, it's been pretty consistent on the day right now. September corn is up 11.5 cents, sitting at 620 even a bushel. December corn is up by 10.25 to 617 and a half. In the wheat market, mostly higher numbers here. September KC wheat's up 2 cents at 649.75. December's up by 2.25 at 857. And a quarter. Over in the soybean market, they saw near 50 cent gains for a while, and they're continuously climbing, almost 60 cents now. August soybeans are up 59.25 to 16.78¾. September's up 50.5 cents at 15.14½. In the meal market, August meal's up 19.40, sitting at 5.18¢, with September up 17.40 at 4.53¢. And the soybean oil for August is up $1.28 at $70.48, with September up 28 cents to 65 at 63. Cotton market seeing some decent gains here as October cotton's up $3.12 to 104.70. December's up 3.26 at 98.85. And the oats market, a little bit of red here as September oats are down 6 cents at 4.55 even. Real quick in the livestock market, mostly lower numbers here. They've been steady on the board as live cattle for August is down 32 cents at 138.02. October's down $1.05 at 143.17. In the feeder cattle market, mostly lower here is August is down 217 at 179.10, with September down 277 at 182.87. And lean hogs are mixed on the day, with August up 35 cents in the green at 122 at 17. U.S. dollar index today slightly lower. Right now, a September index is down 16 cents at 106.16. 30-year bonds are down slightly at 142.12. And the 10-year notes are down about a quarter of a point to 119.16. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Rusty at Ford is taking orders. Order banks will be opening soon for the 2023 model year. At Rusty at Ford, we can help you reserve today to get your order in early and be one of the first in line to get your next new Ford. Rusty at Ford is taking orders. Don't be left waiting for a new Ford F-150, Maverick, or Sport. Don't wait for any new Ford car, truck, or SUV. Get to Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com and follow the easy 5-minute process to reserve your new vehicle. And you can order your vehicle the way you want it with Rusty Eck Ford's Dealer Direct Custom Ordering. Rusty Eck Ford is taking orders. Visit Rusty Eck Ford today or start online at RustyEckFord.com. You'll go to our custom ordering page. Plus, Rusty Eck Ford has over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles available right now with as little as $0 down. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Spring and early summer isn't the only time that producers should be thinking about fly control methods for their cattle. K-State beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff reminds producers that now's the time to consider switching up methods. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett.
When I talk about cattle flies, pasture-based operations, we're really concerned about horn flies. They're the blood-feeding parasite that we find on the backs of cattle. Go out during the heat of the day, and we'll see those flies up over the withers. But they're voracious blood feeders, and they really cause a big production loss in our cow herds. So those horn flies are what really we battle most. And usually, early season, we might use insecticide-impregnated ear tags. Might use, different types of pour-ons or things like that just prior to turnout. But here we are several months later. Even some of our best insecticide ear tags really only have duration of efficacy for 5 months, right, if we're lucky. If you put them in April, we're about due that they're going to lose efficacy. So right now we have another big population pop, so to speak, of horn flies. We have the prime conditions. We've been out in those pastures for several months. Well, now it's time to shake it up if we're going to control these parasites and decrease the impact that they're having on our herds.
Tarpoff advises producers that pregnancy checks might be a prime opportunity to switch out fly control methods.
Let's say if you're going to have pregnancy check, that's a prime time, remove those ear tags. Okay, the ear tags that you put in April or May, time to remove them, and we're going to switch it up. The reason why we want to remove those ear tags is the amount of insecticide never actually goes away. It decreases the amount, but it's still inside that tag. And once we no longer have efficacy, the issue that we run into is we have a sublethal dose of that insecticide that is exposing all of those flies. So that means we are breeding resistance. So in order to curb that resistance, we need to remove that ear tag and we might switch things up.
He reminds producers that changing methods and insecticide classes for successfully keeping fly populations controlled.
When we do that, usually we're going for sprays, pour-ons, spot-ons. We're gonna switch up the method, but also the class of insecticide. So the three main classes of insecticide are pyrethrins, organophosphate, and then the macrocytic lactones. Now, whatever fly tag you might have used early season, so say you had a pyrethrin ear tag, well, right now, we cut that ear tag out, we probably have some pyrethrin resistance floating through that. So if we're going to come back with a spray, we actually do need to switch in product class, the insecticide class, to probably an organophosphate or a macrocytic lactone. And that really will reduce the population. We can zap that population before they go dormant this upcoming winter.
On the importance of changing methods and insecticide classes of fly control with cattle, that was K-State beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.